Chapter 82. Anywhere. There is no proofreader now. He is dead. Here do they get matter to fill up a page in this little island lost in the wastes of the Indian Ocean? Oh, Madagascar. They discuss Madagascar and France. That is the bulk. Then they chalk up the rest with advice to the government. Also, slurs upon the English administration. The papers are all owned and edited by Creoles, French. The language of the country is French. Everybody speaks it, has to. You have to know French, particularly mongrel French, the patois spoken by Tom, Dick, and Harry of the multiform complexions, or you can't get along. This was a flourishing country in former days, for it made then and still makes the best sugar in the world. But first the Suez Canal severed it from the world, and left it out in the cold, and next the beetroot sugar helped by bounties, captured the European markets. Sugar is the life of Mauritius, and it is losing its grip. Its downward course was checked by the depreciation of the rupee, for the planter pays wages in rupees, but sells his crop for gold, and the insurrection in Cuba and paralyzation of the sugar industry there have given our prices here a life-saving lift, but the outlook has nothing permanently favorable about it. It takes a year to mature the canes on the high ground, 3 and 6 months longer, and there is always a chance that the annual cyclone will rip the profit out of the crop. In recent times a cyclone took the whole crop, as you may say, and the island never saw a finer one. Some of the noblest sugar estates in the island are in deep difficulties. A dozen of them are investments of English capital, and the companies that own them are at work now, trying to settle up and get out with a saving of half the money they put in. You know, in these days, when a country begins to introduce the tea culture, it means that its own specialty has gone back on it. Look at Bengal, look at Ceylon. Well, they've begun to introduce the tea culture here. Many copies of Paul and Virginia are sold every year in Mauritius. No other book is so popular here except the Bible. By many it is supposed to be a part of the Bible. All the missionaries work up their French on it when they come here to pervert the Catholic mongrel. It is the greatest story that was ever written about Mauritius, and the only one. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.